Welcome back to Walking in Wisdom and Worship. I'm Brian, your host. I'm grateful you're here for session two of our journey. In session one, we talked about committing our way to the Lord. We talked about surrendering our plans, our desires, and our direction to Him. Today, we take the next step asking God for the wisdom to walk the path we've committed to. Because commitment is the beginning, but wisdom is how we continue. As we begin, I want to invite you to slow down, breathe deeply, and prepare your hearts to receive from God today. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you before you today, Lord, with open hearts. We committed our way to you, and now we ask that you guide us with your wisdom, quieten our minds, settle our spirits, and help us hear your voice clearly. Lead us into truth, into clarity, and into deeper worship as we walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Today we're going to start in Scripture, James 1:5. That Scripture tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. Let us let that truth settle in our hearts. As we continue our journey through Path to Wisdom, we're going to break the Scripture down in James into several sections so we can better understand it. The first part we're going to break down is to the reality of lacking wisdom. We all face moments where we simply don't know what to do, moments where the path isn't clear, moments where emotions run high, moments where the stakes feel heavy. James doesn't shame us for lacking wisdom. He assumes it. He expects it. He normalizes it. If any of you lacks wisdom, as if you say, you will, and when you do, here's what to do next. God isn't disappointed when you're unsure. He's not frustrated when you feel lost. He isn't surprised when you need direction. He simply invites you to ask. So as we keep on going and we keep breaking the Scripture out even further, let's look at the invitation to ask. James says, let him ask God, not ask your fears, not ask your past, not ask your emotions, not ask the loudest voice around you. But God asking for wisdom is an act of humility. It's saying, Lord, I don't know the way, but you do. Wisdom begins with dependence. It begins with surrender. It begins with asking. God gives graciously. He's not stingy with wisdom. He's not withholding it. He's not wanting it for you to earn it. He's not giving it only to the spiritually elite. He gives generously, freely, joyfully. He gives to all. Not just pastors, not just leaders, not just the mature, but anyone who asks. This means you right now, right where you are. All you have to do is ask for wisdom. If you want wisdom, ask for it. God will give it to you. Without finding fault. Without finding fault, this means God, he doesn't roll his eyes when you ask. He doesn't say, you should know this by now. He doesn't compare you to someone else. He doesn't shame you for needing help. He welcomes your questions. He honors your humility. He responds with grace. This is the heart of the Father. As we continue our journey through, as we break down James, we're going to turn our attentions to a person in the Bible that has asked God for wisdom. Most of y'all may know the story, but we're going to read it here today. This person's name is Solomon. So we're going to see what Solomon asked for. All right, we're going to start in 1 Kings chapter 3, 1 through 15, talking about Solomon and when he asked for wisdom. Starting with chapter 3, verse 1. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of the building his own house and the house of the Lord, and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father, along only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place of 1,000 burnt offerings. This Solomon offered upon the altar. The Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant of David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and the uprightness of the heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him the great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne at his this day. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am built a little child. I know not how to go out or come in, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Given therefore thy servant of the understanding heart to the judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing, and God said unto him, "Because thou asked this thing, and has not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself, nor has asked the life of thine enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according in thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall all arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among thee the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in the ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as the father David did, walk, then I will lighten thy days." And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream, and he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. So as we read this scripture here, this is where Solomon asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for anything else. He didn't ask for long life or anything. He asked for simple. He just wanted wisdom. He asked God for wisdom, and God granted that to him. So now that we understand what Solomon asked for, now we ask ourselves, what does wisdom look like in our daily life? So wisdom is practical. It shows up in everyday moments. It's choosing patience instead of reacting. It's speaking gently instead of harshly. It's pausing before making a decision. It's seeking counsel instead of isolation. Listening more than talking. Aligning choices with Scripture. Asking what honors God's here. Wisdom is not just knowing the right thing. It's doing the right thing at the right time in the right way, and God wants to guide you in all of it. Take a deep breath. Let your heart settle. Now ask yourself, where do I need wisdom right now? What decisions is weighing on me? What relationship needs clarity? What situation feels confusing? Bring that to God. Now pray with me. Lord, I lack wisdom, but you give generously. I ask you now, guide me. Give me clarity. Give me peace. Give me understanding. Show me the next step. I trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we finish up, before we close out, I want to leave y'all with some practical applications for this week and even a challenge this week. So we want to start out every day with daily scripture meditation. Read one proverb each day and reflect on its wisdom. Seek counsel. Ask a trusted mentor or spiritual leader for guidance in decisions. You want to pray for wisdom. Begin each day with James 1:5. Lord, grant me wisdom today. You want to ask for discernment practice. Pause before reacting. Ask, is this wise? Does this honor God? You can look up some illustrations, story illustrations. We read one in this podcast about Solomon. So biblical example would be Solomon asking for wisdom instead of riches. That's in 1 Kings chapter 3. God honored his request. A modern example is a leader choosing integrity over profit, showing wisdom in action. A personal reflection, share a moment when wisdom protected you from a poor choice or opened a door of blessing. Now, I challenge you this week to choose one area of life where you need wisdom, maybe in your relationships, work, or in your finances. You should pray daily for God's wisdom and write down any insights or guidance you sense. Watch how wisdom shapes your worship. Also, before we close, I want to remind you that our podcast page, you'll find a daily Bible verse link, a simple way to stay rooted in Scripture throughout the week. And if the podcast has been a blessing to you, there's also a donation tab that helps us continue creating and sharing these sessions with you. There's absolutely no pressure. It's simply opportunity for those who feel led to support the ministry and help us keep producing this content. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for reminding us that wisdom and this is the principal thing. Help us seek wisdom daily to walk in understanding and to worship you through wise living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to say thank you for joining us for session 2, Walking in Wisdom and Worship. Next time we'll explore worship as a lifestyle from John chapter 4, verse 24. Until then, keep walking wisely and keep worshiping in spirit and truth and continuing fostering faith daily. Y'all have a good week.